Why is Ubathabile Dlamini trending?
Oh, she got a new job. She got a new gig.
Really?
Yeah, so then
what kind of job is this?
She's now going to be a board member, sort of like at the head of a board for a particular organization or company. So now this particular company looks at like social issues. So looks at basically social housing regulatory authority.
Yeah.
So there's an interim board which has actually been put in place, and she actually is now part of this new board. In fact, she's a new chairperson of that board. Mm. And so then this actually falls under the Ministry of Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation.
Yeah.
And so it's actually Lindiwe Sisulu who's actually a hey, wait a minute, now that I know that it's Lindiwe Sisulu who did the appointment. Okay, but then I won't speculate too much, but now that I know that, it actually is quite interesting.
Okay, so congratulations to Ubathabile Dlamini, right? But what are people saying on social media? Are they also congratulating Umama Ubathabile?
Well, you know, some people are generally to be expected. They're not quite happy about it. You know, some people say that it proves again that the ANC doesn't care about anything else but the ANC. Other people are saying that it's disappointing. That's the Right to Know campaign. And I mean, for some of the organizations, you'd understand, some of them even took her to court about the whole thing of the social grants.
Yeah.
You know, so then, look, It actually puts into question the president's new dawn for some people. But then on the other hand, there's another school of thought which just says that, all right, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt and see how this particular job works out for her.
Yeah. I even saw a picture on social media that's been circulated that states that welcome to South Africa, whereby when a minister doesn't perform or is corrupt, whatever the situation is, mm-hmm. they never get fired. Instead, they get redeployed. So they get to be put in another department.
What is the